Okie dokie. Recording this on April Fool's Day, but it'll be coming out a couple days afterwards. So I'm not going to do a whole like April Fool's gag on you. Also because those are stupid and they annoy me greatly. Everyone on social media doing an April Fool's gag, you're like, okay. Like everything already on the internet's kind of bullshit, but like today, really? I gotta just like constantly remember that like...
We get it. It's April Fool's. You figured it out. Okay.
Whatever. What's everyone doing? How's everyone living? You guys living? Yesterday was Easter, which is kind of funny. I wonder if when Jesus came back to life into the disciples, they were like, if Judas was like, is this an April Fool's joke? Maybe that's how it started. I don't know. Probably not. That's probably blasphemous and people are going to be upset that I said that, but it was a joke. This is episode 300, I think. Yowza. We've been doing this show for a very long time. Wow. Well, let's not waste any time. Let's call her up. It's time to call her up. It is time. We've done this show for so long.
Hello?
Hello.
Is this thing on?
That thing's on. New hair, don't care?
What? No.
Your hair looks short.
Oh, it's good. It's behind me. Hold on a second.
Oh.
No, it's just, it was styled yesterday.
Oh, yes.
For the KB show. And it's funny. I always love like a day after look, you know, mm-hmm. where it's like you looks like you slept on it, but in a good way.
Yeah.
I got that going for me today.
Well, that's good. Yeah. How was the KB show?
You know what? It was great. And yeah. It really just makes me think that we should do live podcast shows.
Okay. I'll do it.
I like how you say this so nonchalantly, but then when we start the emails, you're like, well, how much money am I making?
Well, that is important. Why don't we plan like two? Let's do Nashville and LA. Okay. So we don't really have to go.
I don't know about LA. Can we sell tickets there?
I don't know, actually.
I don't think.
Nashville. Let's just do Nashville.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Then you don't have to do anything. No, it's we need to have some sort of give and take here. It needs to be Nashville.
What about...
It'd be Canada.
Then we need work permits and it's a whole freaking thing. We? Also, Canada. I found out because I'm playing so many shows there this year. Canada just goes ahead and takes 25% out of your paycheck just right away for Canadian taxes.
Fucking Canadians.
So you try to make money, Canada is not the place.
Yeah. Hey, Canada.
I just need you to shut the fuck up, cause nobody asked you, bitch. I need you to shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Bow, bow. Anyways. That's annoying. But yeah, let's do a show.
Well, I've got us locked for Nashville if you want to do it.
Sure. Tell me when.
Okay, great.
Today's April Fool's Day.
I fucking hate April Fool's
Day. I was just saying that to the YFTers. It's the most annoying thing because you're like, everyone on Instagram and social media is like, memes are now outlawed. April. You're like, okay.
Stupid.
I know.
Yeah, I hate it. I've told this story before, but my sister years and years ago played an awful prank on me where she told me she was pregnant.
Yeah.
She was very young and it wasn't funny.
Mm.
And I'm scarred now.
Yeah. I've told this story before, but I got April Fool's when I was in college and I wasn't even dating her. I was just kind of hooking up with her and she freaking April Fool's me and told me she was pregnant. And I was like, oh God. And this is back in the days.
That's mean.
I know.
It's one thing to do it to your sister, but to your significant other.
And I was on the road because we were on a rugby trip and I was like driving back and the internet or the cell phone reception kept going in and out. So I didn't know that it was an April Fool's thing until I got back. So it was like 6 hours of me just being like, well, my life's over. And then I definitely never hooked up with her again. That was the end of that.
How to lose a guy in one day.
Yeah. Sorry. That was tough. Anyways, April Fool's Day is annoying, but I was making the joke that, like, I wonder if when Jesus came back to life, Judas was like, is this an April Fool's joke? You know, it's kind of a funny joke.
I don't think they had it then.
No. You know, it's funny. I went to church with my mom.
What?
Yeah,
you did?
Yeah, because it was Easter, you know, and I went to church.
Okay.
Listen, I could, you know, my mom, it meant something to my mom. And
very sweet.
I'm happy to, you know.
Well, how was it? Did you learn anything?
Well, so it's so interesting because like when I used to go to church, I really never listened to the gospels and the homilies. I just was like totally like, I don't give a shit, you know? Mm-hmm. But now that I'm older, I'm like, well, I want to listen to see what this guy has to say. Like, what?
Oh,
what, you know?
Do?
Yeah, okay. Why not? Oh. What I took away from it was so funny because, so, you know, he Jesus comes back to life and all his disciples are, they think he's a ghost. And he's mm-hmm. like, I'm not a ghost and you can touch me. And he has the disciples put their hands into his wound on his side because he got stabbed. Mm-hmm. And then blood and water came out. And so that part, I thought it was interesting. I was like, Jesus, you know, you might have been the Son of God, but like, that sounds like an infection waiting to happen. Because, you know, like they're all fishermen, you know, they got stinky hands.
I would say if you conquer death that you're not worried about a little infection.
I guess. But like, what are we teaching, yeah. you know, people going forward that you can just stick your fingers into wounds?
Yeah.
So the whole homily was about that, and it was about how we all carry around wounds and yada, 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 and it was lovely. But the other thing that he says when he comes back to life, or he's talking to his disciples, is he says, do you have any food? And they give him some baked fish. The priest was like, what did you find was interesting in that thing? He's like, stick your dirty fisherman fingers into my wound. That's what everyone found interesting. Not me, not this guy. I was like, you come back to life and your first thought is, I'm hungry. Can I have some fishies? Like, yeah. I just thought that's interesting. Like, if you, do you need to eat? You've been dead and you came back to life and you're hungry?
Yeah, think about like when you sleep for a long time and yeah. you wake up and you're like, oh, I'm so hungry.
Starved.
Yeah.
And to me, that's just such a funny thing that they put in the Bible. It's like, he was like, you guys got some grub?
Well, you know, they're sitting there and they're like, we got to make this relatable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
And also like, hey, listen, if I just died and you motherfuckers didn't help me get down from that cross or whatever, all you got is baked fish. Okay. Can we get something better over here? Some matzo ball soup, seriously. Maybe, you know?
I want some bread, you know, like carbs.
Yeah. Some, you know, some like lox of cream cheese, you know, some latkes. I'm just going through all the things that I know are Jewish foods because JC was Jewish.
Right. I forgot.
Yeah. But what's so funny about Easter is, do you know why Easter changes every year?
It's got to be on a Sunday.
The date changes every year. So it has to, it's the first full moon after the spring equinox, which is a pagan. Like, it's not even close to being some sort of Catholic thing. That's just straight up paganism, which I think is so funny that all these holidays that we have, they're just stolen from paganism. Like Christmas is like,
yeah,
which I think is hilarious. And then I was thinking about that the entire time I was at church, because there's a big part of like incense. There's a lot of incense that's happening at church. And I was like, this seems like some hippy dippy shit. You know, like I feel like I'm some sort of like yurt about to like do some fucking sound bathing. And I got some incense being thrown at me, but no, we're talking
nice.
What's that?
That sounds nice.
Yeah, it was. Anyways, I went to a really lovely church, actually. I quite enjoyed it. I drive past all the time. It's right by your mom's house, St. Charles.
Is it the really, like, yeah. elaborate one?
Yeah, Moorpark. It's beautiful.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
I drive past it all the time, and I'm like, well, if I ever go to church, I'm going to go to that one. So then I took my mom there, and she's like, wow, this church is beautiful. I was like, I know. Anyways, I went to church because I am a good boy. And
Right.
Yeah. So anyways, did you have a nice Easter?
Yeah. I mean, I spent it with KB.
Yeah.
Down in the ATL, you know?
Wow. Yeah.
I just didn't really think about like, hey, this is Easter when I signed up for this, you know, because I feel like if you're here, I like went on a rant earlier about holidays because it seems to me that once you're an adult, holidays just don't count, right? Yeah. Like holidays are kind of for kids.
Yeah.
And unless you have kids, I just don't think you really get to celebrate the same way, because like I have to fucking work on holidays. You work on holidays. We podcast a lot of times on holidays. Yeah. Like adults have to continue on with life on holidays.
Yeah.
And there's like people out here, like adults being like, yeah, it's spring break. So I'm like going on vacation. You're not in school. You don't get to spring break. So that's a kid's thing.
Yeah.
Easter, like, fine, go to church and then, like, continue on with your shit. Like, unless you have kids, you know, need the Easter egg hunts and the color, painting of the eggs and stuff. Fine. Get it. Totally get it for the kids. But if you're if no kids, like, sorry, you don't get to just cop out on life because it's a holiday. There's too many of them.
But if you do have kids, then you do get to go on the spring break thing. So what are you going to do? You got these assholes back at home, you know?
I guess that's the perk to having kids, because there's a lot of cons. Yeah. So I guess like one of the perks is you get to really hone in on the holidays.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, I think holidays are just whatever. It's just another excuse to get drunk.
Yeah.
We went to the club yesterday for
the
Easter.
Club?
With the club, the country club. And
my mother would like you to take her there, by the way.
Okay.
She was like, can Wells take me like sometime as his guest? And I was like, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, anytime.
She wants to check it out.
Yeah. She can't.
Don't know why. She doesn't golf. She doesn't drink. You can't smoke weed there, I'm guessing. Like, what's she going to do there?
Yeah. There was a petting zoo. Okay, your life is a petting zoo, so like this isn't.
Yeah, I don't like petting zoos, so.
Oh my God, did I have the best time at the petting zoo?
I'm sure.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so you walk in and they give you a solo cup full of food, right? Like hay and like chopped up carrots and stuff. They had three alpacas.
Cute.
They had two calves.
Very cute.
They had so many goats. Sometimes the goats are mean though. They'd come and. Like ram
goats
people.
Are little shits. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. A bunch of lambs.
Love a little lamb.
One rooster that was just and all day long, like he knew his job and he was nailing it. A bunch of chicks, a bunch of bunny rabbits, two camels.
What?
It was the. I know it was for kids, but it was the most fun thing I've done in a very long time. Was hang out. Look at my Instagram stories. I did videos of it.
My thing with petting zoos is like, I feel like typically the quality of life of those animals is not great outside of the said petting zoo. I mean, I'm sure there's exceptions to that rule, but yeah. Don't love it. Like camels aren't really supposed to be like in a little like pen for you to pet, you know?
Yeah. They do camel rides at the place, they said.
Don't like that either.
Yeah, but you ride a horse every day, so.
It's different.
Is it though?
Yeah, it's different.
Have you seen the way they get camels down hills in like the Middle East or whatever?
I have not.
So they make the camels walk up this hill, you know, with all the stuff or whatever. And then they have like, it's like a zip line back down. And they put him in like this big, I don't know, sling. And they put goggles over its eyes and they shove him down the thing.
I definitely don't like that.
I know. Also, that poor camel only knows what it's like to walk uphill. He's never gotten the joy of gravity making life easier for him.
No.
Poor camel.
I know.
Other big news. This is our 300th episode.
Oh, this is the one?
I think so.
Cool. Are we going to do something or like no?
I think that we said that maybe on Wednesday we would do like a Facebook, like an Instagram Live.
Oh, like a quickie Instagram Live, yeah.
Well, that's what you wanted to do. The original thought was we were going to listen to the first episode of the show.
I thought we were doing that, too.
We can do that. So maybe this is what we'll do is we'll if you're listening to this, you want to do it on Wednesday or do you want to do it on Thursday? We never really decided.
No, we didn't really. I guess we need to do it after this episode comes out so they know about it.
Yeah, well, let's make a decision.
And so this comes out on Wednesday.
Yeah, I could do Thursday.
I have to leave really early the next morning.
Yeah, okay. It's going to be like 45 minutes, bro.
That long?
I think so.
No, an Instagram Live is like 10 minutes.
Okay. You are too... I feel like we've gotten to the point now, Brandy, where you're too busy for this show.
I am fucking busy.
All right. Maybe this is the 300th and the last episode.
Oh, you're the one that keeps saying that, not me.
I'm just saying.
I am really fucking busy, though.
Okay, well, we'll try to carve out.
Look at this calendar; it's out of control.
We'll try to carve out a couple of minutes for the Y of Tears on Thursday.
Yeah, like a hot 10. It's great.
A hot 10.
A hot 10 mins.
Yeah. All right. It's so funny. I was thinking about it. Like, so we've done 300 episodes. So, like, conventional wisdom would say that we've done this show for 6 years because if you do 52 episodes a year, effectively, but that's not true because the first like 2 years of this show.
Oh yeah, we did like what every other week.
We did bi-monthly.
Bi-monthly?
Yeah, we did two a month, I think.
Oh, two, yeah, every other week.
Yeah, bi-monthly.
Okay, yeah. I was thinking like every other month. I was like, nah.
No. So yeah, we have got to have been doing this show for 7 or 8 years now. 2016? Did we start it in 2016?
I think earlier.
I went on Bachelorette in 2016, and I feel like
right when you came back.
Right when we came back.
You're right.
Anyways, wow. What a
very long time.
What a long, strange trip it's been, man.
Mm-hmm.
But we love the YFTers.
We really do. I met a lot of them last night. There were some at KB's show.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's nice of them.
And they were like, hell, Wells, we need a live podcast. And I was like, I tell him.
I know. And I'd be so good at it because I am very entertaining in person. You know?
I mean. Yeah. I do think you'd be good at it.
You could DJ it.
No, they can't. You can't afford me.
Beep, beep, boop, 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 boop.
We'll let you DJ.
Fine.
Great.
Terrible crossovers, crossfades.
Just a bunch of really sad music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just Conor Oberst on repeat.
Nice.
Should we start the show? Should we start the 300th episode?
Yeah.
Would you like to do the honors, my
darling? Sure.
Please. The floor is yours.
Bros and hoes. Mm-hmm. You're listening to the 300th episode of Your Favorite Thing podcast with...
Wells and Brandy. We've done way too many of these episodes.
I can't believe anybody listens.
I can't either, but God bless them, you know?
God bless them.
God bless them.
All right, Wells, I want to tell the YFTers about one of our new sponsors. Have you heard of Nurax?
I haven't. What is that?
Nurax is a licensed medical provider that possesses in-depth knowledge and expertise in a range of common health concerns, helping patients find the right treatment options based on their preferences and health history. You know, there's really just no one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to medical stuff. So with Nurax, you can really get like a personalized plan for you. As a woman, it can be, you know, like tough to get birth control. You have to like schlep to the doctor, answer a bunch of questions, take a bunch of vitals. If you're like me and you're busy and you don't have time to schlep in there, it's really nice to be able to get your birth control online. Taking control of your reproductive health starts with Nurax. Their medical team is here to help with a wide range of reproductive and sexual health care needs. To date, Nurax has delivered birth control to more than 1.6 million patients in the U.S. It's convenient, private, and compassionate. Nurax provides reliable reproductive and sexual health care that's accessible right from your home, no judgment or stigma attached.
Go to Nurax.com/YFT to get started. That's NURX.com/YFT. Results may vary. Not offered in every state. Medications prescribed only if clinically appropriate. Consultation is required.
All right, you guys, y'all know that one of our favorite things is Article. We love shopping for home furniture and accessories on article.com. I love not having to leave the house to be able to shop. I mean, who doesn't love things to just show up at their front door? And you guys know I'm kind of doing like a zhuzh at my house. I'm like building a closet, moved my office. And then I also decided to do kind of a rework of my kitchen. So I've been sitting in the same dining chairs forever. So I got an Article and there were just so many cute things to choose from. But I landed on the Cap Plush Pacific dining chair. I got them in the prettiest sage green. I'm going for like a lodge vibe at my house, and my mom helped me pick, and she decided that the green would really help lean into the earthiness of my home decor right now. You guys got to check Article out. Tell them why, Wells.
Article's team of designers are all about finding the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. They're dedicated to thoughtful craftsmanship that stands the test of time and looks good doing it. Article's offering our listeners out there $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/YFT and the discount will automatically be applied at checkout. That's article.com/YFT for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
You know, I gotta say, I've started listening to podcasts a little bit when I'm flying.
Yeah.
And it's kind of nice. I kind of get it. I get why people like it.
Totally. Wait until you get into audiobooks, my friend.
No.
Then your life will change. What podcast do you listen to?
Select episodes of Call Her Daddy.
Yeah, a lot of people like Call Her Daddy. Can you listen to our show so we can get...
Well, sometimes, because I have our show saved and favorited or whatever, and like auto-download and all that stuff. So like, I listened to the Brittany Snow episode of Call Her Daddy, which was great, by the way.
Oh yeah, there was some drama there.
Yeah, and I missed all that because I miss everything.
Yeah.
So it was very interesting, and I really like her, and I didn't know much about her, really.
Beast Snow?
Anyway, I listened to that, and then it bled into our episode.
Mm, nice.
After, you know, just like auto choose you up with the next one.
What show is better, Call Her Daddy or Your Favorite Thing podcast?
I mean...
Mm. This is an ad for Caller Daddy. I saw that like Beastnow was like saying, you know, yeah, my ex-husband or whatever was like definitely doing things he shouldn't have been doing with a reality TV star. And then that reality TV star, I don't even know who it is, the girl was like, can you imagine recording a podcast in your dirty city while I'm literally in like Lake Como waiting for a massage? Get over yourself. And it was like,
isn't that fucking girl on Selling Sunset or some shit?
Let me tell you something.
So you're going to take a dig at the esteemed actress insane resume on IMDb, by the way. I looked it up.
With real talent.
You're going to take a dig at her, and you're famous for being on reality television that most people don't even watch. I've never seen an episode. Cool, cool, cool.
Which, by the way, I was talking to someone recently about Selling Sunset. And they're like, I was like, do they sell anything? And they're like, no, they don't do shit. This, and I'm like, okay, well, can I be on the show then? If I don't have to do anything, I get paid for it. First of all, career reality TV people have fucking no shame, dude.
No, I know. I mean, I feel like you have to have no shame to make it doing.
Yeah.
That, you know what I mean? Like, you just have to have that personality.
Totally. And like
to survive it.
Yeah. And like, to, I guess to be somewhat like interesting, like that's such a shitty thing to say, but like, yeah. I'm sure that's like going to be a good storyline on the show, I guess. I don't know.
I guess.
Anywho, yeah. I saw that Gary and Teresa still haven't moved in with one another.
You know what? I think that's great.
Yeah. Who gives a shit?
I'm all about like separate spaces, sleep in different rooms if you want to, like have different houses. Great. I love it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I think it's great.
I do think you need like two different rooms of your house that like is yours. Like I have my office. Sarah has the rest of the house. No, she actually has her office. But the weather's nice. Now she's been on the patio a lot. She's stuck the flag in the ground and claimed this land, Terra Sarah. That. The Bachelor's over. We're happy for Joey.
Very.
You know, he seems like he's in a good space, you know?
I seem great. Yep.
Kelsey started following me on Instagram. I saw that.
Can she come on the pod? I love her.
Sure. We probably have Joey on too, I suppose.
I mean, sure. I just think she's so cool.
It's so funny. Like, what I want to talk to her about is New Orleans and restaurant recommendations. That's what I want to talk to her about. I don't really care about her experience on the show and all that kind of stuff.
I want her hair tips.
Yeah, right?
God, how do I get that hair?
Well, you just don't have as much body.
I don't have as much hair. I have like five hairs on my head.
I know. I saw something, because like, whatever on my For You page, it was like, is Maria the next Tyler Cameron? And she's too big for being the Bachelorette, and she's going to have this whole other career. What?
Tyler has a career?
That's a... I love you, Tyler, but...
I like him too, that was but a funny joke. I don't know if I'd call it a career.
I think that's a terrible take.
Yeah.
I guess other than me and KB and Nick, has anyone like done something big outside of the Bachelor world? And like Ben, I guess.
Rachel.
Yeah. Well, she was a lawyer and now she's a correspondent. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really hard to do.
You know, JoJo kind of.
Yeah. But she was.
And Jordan have a show. I've never seen it, but.
Yeah. But she like really what she does, I think, is like flips houses and stuff, which is what she did beforehand, like with her family.
They just turn it into a show, I guess.
I guess. But that show didn't take off. She did like some like divorcee reality TV dating show.
Mm.
Yeah. Jordan actually is probably the best example of that being such a huge sportscaster.
Mm.
I guess what I'm trying to say is it's just really, really hard to like make it out and do something else after that. And like the thought of like, I think I'm too big for this. Who's to say that any of this is true? But I saw that on my Instagram feed. She thinks she's the next Tyler Cameron? Okay, maybe. We'll see. But you also just might be on like the fifth season of Fuckboy Island, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't know.
I can see it.
I don't know.
I could see her going on that show.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
There's a new one. It was supposed to be called Fuck Girl Island, but I don't think that they wanted it to be called that. So it's called Lovers and Liars.
But it's the same thing?
Yeah. Hosted by...
Alon's doing it?
Alon's doing it. Nikki Glaser's hosting it. Bill Dixon's EP in it, I believe. So anyways, rooting for that one. Yeah.
That's cool.
Do you have some fave things, bro?
I don't think I do.
Okie dokie.
I've been busy.
This is why I keep asking if you want to do this show. There is.
Yeah, I do. I just want you to watch all
there,
the stuff.
There is some work that goes into doing this show.
Wait, let me think about it. Let me think about it.
I've got. Luckily, I've got some stuff.
I feel like I watched something new.
Okay. I wanted to ask you this, like, because you mentioned that you did want to watch it. Did you end up watching The Gentlemen?
I haven't started it.
You're going to love it.
Oh, really? Everyone's told me it's not good.
Oh, it's fucking amazing.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, I think it is. It's stereotypical Guy Ritchie, and it is similar.
Okay,
well,
I like Guy Ritchie.
Yeah, and it's similar to, because, you know, The Gentlemen was a movie.
The movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When aristocratic Eddie inherits the family estate, he discovers that it's home to a huge weed empire, and its proprietors aren't going anywhere. The Gentleman. Theo James is fantastic in this.
I've been on the Theo James train for so long.
Yeah. He's very, very good. He's very likable. He's the son that gets the inheritance. And it's supposed to go to the oldest son, which is the character's name is Freddie, played by this guy named Daniel Ings, who is so fucking funny. He is so good in this.
Okay.
Highly recommend. Vinnie Jones is in it. Jolie Richardson, who you've seen before and a lot of stuff. Really a great cast.
How far in are you?
I think 4 episodes in.
Okay.
It's great. No complaints. Very highly recommended. And you're the one who brought it up, so I thought that was something that you might have had watched and just forgotten about.
No, you know, I was kept wanting to start it, but I've had a few people be like, yeah, the first episode's good, and then it gets kind of boring. So I'm like, oh, shit, well, maybe not then. Because I thought the movie was pretty good.
Yeah.
And it's hard when, like, you take a really great movie and try to turn it into a show. Sometimes that doesn't work out well.
I think it's a prelude to what the movie is.
Oh, so it's not exactly the same?
I think it's, like, the story of the family before the movie, I think.
That makes it better.
Anyways, I really, really liked it, but not as much as I loved The Three-Body Problem.
Okay, is it good? Wait, did you finish it?
Yes.
And wow.
That's why I feel kind of bad, because I really only watched it. I didn't diversify my watching because I just got obsessed with it.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I watched the preview and I was like,
A fateful decision made in 1960s China reverberates in the present, where a group of scientists partner with a detective to confront an existential planetary threat. Three-Body Problem on Netflix. So I read this book, and this book was too much for me. I remember being very confused a lot, and I thought it was very dense, and I was interested to see how they would be able to pull this off. Now, it's the guys that did Game of Thrones who are making this. So it's very well done. The cast is great, and there's a lot of people from Game of Thrones on the show.
Really?
Yeah, like Liam Cunningham.
Mm-hmm.
He's big in this. Benedict Wong is in it. He's in, like, the Marvel universe with Doctor Strange. Isa Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah.
She's in it.
She's cool.
Jess Hong is kind of like the star of the show. And there's this other guy named Will Downing, who's played by this amazing actor named Alex Sharp. I kept on saying to Sarah, I was like, he is such a good actor. And he's not doing anything, but he's so good. And she's like, yeah, he's just, like, fully in it and very subtle. And then, oh, yeah, you know who else is in it? Jonathan Pryce, who played, like, the Sparrow, you know, in Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great. Now, kind of give you, like, a little bit of a rundown of kind of what it is. So in 1960s communist China, this family of scientists are accused of being, like, heretics because they, like, believe in evolution and physics and stuff. And they kill the father, and the mother, like, completely, like, betrays the family, and the daughter gets sent to, like, kind of concentration camps, I guess. But she is such a, like, amazing scientist. They send her to this this kind of, like, lab in China where they're sending out signals into space. She comes in contact with alien race. She finally comes in contact with them, and the alien race responds and is like, do not contact us again. We are not a peaceful people. You are in danger if they find this out. And she's, like, dealing with communist Russia and kind of being, like, treated like a piece of shit. And she was like, she's kind of like, fuck it, come on, let's go. And then it fast forwards to, like, now, and all these physicists And scientists start killing themselves and dying. And you're like, what's going on? And there's kind of like one group of physicists who are all working together kind of like at one of those like the CERN laboratories where they, you know, speed up protons and, you know, make them collide and stuff. They're getting like weird results and stuff. And they kind of band together and they start figuring out what's going on. And there's like kind of a big like virtual reality portion of the whole thing. I don't want to give too much away, but basically it's like we've contacted aliens and they're coming. It is so good. I loved it. Two thumbs way up high.
Wow.
10 out of 10. Whatever. I would go watch it again. I really, really liked
it. Really?
And what I loved about it is you're getting another season. Like, it ends and you're like, we have to have more.
I like that.
I do too. Really liked it. Yeah. All right, guys. Bowl and Branch. Yep. They're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh. And it's all, this is the best part, 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Boll & Branch is amazing.
Boll & Branch is loved by millions of sleepers, and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses, so if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at BollAndBranch.com.
That's Boll & Branch, BollAndBranch.com. Promo code FAVORITE. Exclusions apply. See site for details. I remember what I watched.
Okay, good.
It's called Manhunt, which that's already been a show, but it's on Apple Plus.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think I watched this.
Oh, you did? It's about the JFK assassination. One of the guys from Masters of the Air is in it. He plays John Wilkes Booth.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you said the JFK assassination.
Oh, sorry.
Different. Yeah.
I'll do. I'm sleeping.
Yeah. Different president who was assassinated.
So you have seen it?
I have not seen it. Thoughts?
It didn't grasp me.
Wow.
I know.
The aftermath of the first American presidential assassination and the fight to preserve and protect the ideals that were the foundation of Lincoln's Reconstruction plans. Manhunt. Anthony Boyle is in it.
He is.
Yeah, who was in... That's who you're talking about, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was in Sarah's dad's play on Broadway.
Very cute.
Harry Potter.
Love that. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I just, like, watched it at, like, a time maybe when I was too tired and wasn't engaged. I don't know, but, like, it just wasn't grasping me, and I was really disappointed about that because I was kind of excited about this show.
Yeah.
But I also just really wish they had come up with a different name because there's that whole Manhunt series on Netflix that is so good. I don't know. I might give it one more shot, but...
How many episodes did you get in?
Just one.
Okay. I'll watch
and
it.
I was like,
I'll watch it because Sarah's going to want to watch it because of Anthony. So
yeah, I mean, I love him and I loved him in Masters of the Air, but he plays a very different role in this, which is cool.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
And speaking of just on Apple Plus, did you finish Constellation?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Didn't love it, huh?
I don't want to ruin it for you because you should finish it. Here's what I think. I think they gave away too much too soon to where the ending was like very anticlimactic. Mm. And like, I feel like we figured everything out we needed to like two or three episodes before it was over. And then like the last episode, like just didn't deliver anything new. Didn't pack a punch. There was no twist. It was just kind of like, that was it.
Yeah. I want to finish that one because I really liked the first couple episodes of that.
I did too.
Yeah. Okay. So I finally finished Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow.
Oh yeah. I saw your post about this on
Instagram.
Yeah.
You know, I usually like don't ever do that because I want to save it for the show. But then I'm like, there's a lot more people that follow me that then listen to this show. So maybe who the fuck, man, cares, you know? Anyways, yeah. Have you finished it?
I haven't yet.
Okie dokie.
I know.
Well, I loved that book. Absolutely loved it. I was like making excuses to like go on walks so I could listen to it. It's so like the end is like.
That's what I've heard.
It gets you. But it's not. You said your friend Kirsten said it was sad. It is sad.
Yeah.
But like the end didn't like break my heart. I was like, oh, okay. I felt positive. Oh, okay. About it.
I think she was like teary when she was finishing reading it. I was like, Are you good, bro?
I cried at the end. That's how I know I love a book is when it gets me to cry. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is a book. I saw something, you know, that they're like, say the weird thing. We're desperately, you know, wanting realness. And someone's like, reading a book is really just like looking at symbols and hallucinating. I'm like, that's so very true. And what's even crazier is that then it makes you cry. And you're like, I'm just looking at symbols. I'm hallucinating. And this is so sad.
I don't cry.
You don't have feelings, though.
Yeah, I do.
You don't have.
Yeah. I love my Azzy girl so much.
Oh, yeah.
And all my animals.
That's the only thing that brings you joy.
Yeah. And like bread.
Bread.
Yeah, like food.
I know. Bread is pretty good.
Like, I'm actually kind of a foodie.
Are you?
Like in the sense of like when I'm traveling, for instance, like one of my favorite things about traveling is like trying the food and totally. Like going out to like the place and like getting the thing. And like, you know, I just am like kind of a foodie.
Yeah.
In that way.
That's good. Good for you.
Yeah.
You should be.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. Love that too.
We went to STK last night. Have you ever been to an STK?
Sound Tribe Sector 9?
No.
Oh.
What the fuck is that?
Sound Tribe
STS9.
Oh. No.
Sound Tribe, what did you say?
Sound Tribe Sector 9. You don't know about Sound Tribe Sector 9? You're a DJ and you don't know about Sound Tribe?
No.
Yeah, well, they're a band.
Oh. No, this is a steakhouse.
Was it good?
It's a chain.
Oh, okay.
It's like a restaurant, but like kind of a club vibe. Mm. Like they play club music and it's really dark and like, I don't know. It's got vibes. Not typically a certain place I would go, but it was the only thing open last night. So we went. If you find yourself going to STK, because I think it's a pretty popular spot.
Yeah.
The best thing on the menu, the mac and cheese. Holy fucking shit. It was so fucking good.
Yeah. Mac and cheese is always good at a steak joint.
Always good, but like.
Was there bacon in it?
No, we got it with no, there was an option for bacon and or there was an option for lobster. And we were like, you know what? I feel like we just want it original.
Yeah.
OG. And we made the right call. And it was bomb as fuck. Because here's the thing. At a steakhouse specifically, it's all about the sides for me. Like I want every side on the menu. The sides are bomb. So for the mac and cheese to be the best side on the menu, pretty big deal. And I would say at STK, it is the side to get.
What steak did you get?
I didn't get a steak. I got a lobster pasta.
Oh. You went to a steak joint and got lobster. Yeah.
Bomb.
Okay. Do you eat steak?
I do.
Okay. It was
a little late to be eating steak.
Fair enough. But do you have
it's
a favorite?
Like 9 p.m.
Do you have a favorite cut of steak?
Oh, I just always get a filet. I'm like a filet girly.
That's the worst.
Just a little baby filet.
That is the worst cut of meat.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Not if you go to the right place.
It is the worst. It has no fat in it.
That's why I like it. Anytime I've ever gotten any other cut of steak anywhere, it's too fatty for me and I can't eat it.
Oh, God. You don't know.
Grosses me out.
Ribeye, baby.
No.
Ribeye.
Absolutely not.
Medium rare.
Absolutely not.
Oh, so you get your filet medium?
Medium, yeah.
God, how's your shoe leather taste?
Guess how Tish gets her steak cooked?
I'm sure well done with ketchup on top. I'm sure it's like
extra well. She wants it butterflied and charred.
Ugh. She can just take her belt off and eat it if she wants.
Yeah.
God.
Like she's to the point where like a lot of places we go have said to her, we won't do that.
Good for them.
You know? And then she's like, but that's the only way I can eat it. And they're like, sorry, pick something else.
Yeah, that's so funny. It's so funny because she is, she's a rich person now, but she definitely still has some like trailer park in her still, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And she's proud of it.
Oh, yeah.
She's proud of it.
She's like that Reba McEntire song, Fancy. Here's the one chance, Fancy, don't let me down.
Yep.
You might have been born just plain white trash, but Fancy was your name. Here's your one chance, Fancy, don't let me down. That's a great song, by the way.
That's a good song.
Speaking of rich people who are really trailer park trash, Reba McEntire. I used to wait on her at Bricktops, and she would always get the rotisserie chicken with would, baby, can I get some ketchup? And she would slather ketchup on top of it. And I thought that was very interesting.
So nasty.
So gross, Reba McEntire. But also, I love Reba McEntire. She's the best.
Yeah, she's great.
She's the best. Speaking of food, I do have a bone to pick with grocery stores. Okay?
Okay.
Do you get Boar's Head or Private Select sliced meat from the deli?
Yeah, if I go to Publix, absolutely.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about.
Totally.
I'm not talking about, like, the processed, packaged, like...
Right.
I'm talking about from
like
the...
Like, you go to the counter and yes. you say, I want this much of yeah. this, and I want it sliced like this.
Exactly.
Yes.
Private Select, yeah. Boar's Head. Now what they have a lot is, like, kind of like a little station where they have, like, their most kind of popular ones already kind mm-hmm. of bagged out and ready to go.
Yes.
Hey, grocery stores, let's stop putting the sticker over the Ziploc portion. Because every time you do that, I have to rip that part. And then when I try to get the Ziploc thing over, I can't do it because there's two sides of the sticker still sticking up there. Can we figure out a way to ensure that it hasn't been opened, but also that I can open it down the road and close it to lock in freshness? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very frustrating. And then you try to peel it off, and you rip the bag, and then you're like, well, now this is fucking ruined.
True.
True.
I have a bone to pick.
Pick away.
Hey, boxed water companies.
Huh, yeah.
Let's not trick everyone into thinking, oh, we're better for you, no plastic, we're sustainable, like blah, blah, blah. All boxed water is lined on the inside with plastic that we don't see.
Really?
Did you know that?
No.
I'm fucking devastated. Here I was thinking, I finally found a water that tastes good, that's not in plastic, it's alkaline, it's good for me, I'm saving the planet. Wrong.
Why don't they just put water in cans?
Sometimes I don't like the way the water tastes in a can.
I know, but at least you can recycle aluminum.
I will say the liquid death water does taste good.
Oh, does it?
And that one's in the can. Yeah. That's the only can water I like.
I know it doesn't taste as good, but it's definitely better for, like, the environment. So we're just all going to have to just deal
and
with this.
And us. We're all drinking microplastics. Like, it's fucked up. They should not be allowed to advertise, like, oh, boxed water.
Yeah.
Lined with fucking plastic. Put it on the outside. I want to read that shit. I want to know. I'm mad.
Do you have a water filter for your house, though?
Yeah, I do.
Same with me. Like, I just carry my Yeti everywhere with me.
Same,
now.
But I find myself in a lot of situations where
when you're traveling.
Like, yeah, exactly. Or where people fucking have are plastic bottles of water, like hotels and stuff, and it's frustrating.
Let's get away from the plastic bottles.
I'm really trying. I really try hard to, like, not drink out of plastic at all.
Yeah.
But I was, even though I thought it was boxed.
Oh God, you're a terrible person. So yeah. Oh, someone sent me a new soundboard submission.
Oh. That's exciting.
That I thought you might like this one.
Okay, cool. I already like it. Is this on Spotify?
I wrote a song about my past relationships.
So my friend, I wrote a song about my past relationship, and it goes something like this. What the fuck was that?
That's too good.
Have I already made it into a button?
What the fuck was that?
Yeah.
I love that somebody commented, is this on Spotify? That's funny.
I just like, hello, my friend. I made a song about my last relationship. What the fuck was that?
What the fuck was that?
That's good.
Real good. Real, real good.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've got a call.
Oh, I personally love the calls.
Wells and Brandy, this is Allie from the Chicago suburbs calling in. I just listened to your episode, and congratulations, Brandy, for adopting a new donkey. You were talking about musicians, and so I thought, maybe you should name it after your sister, because her birth name
Absolutely
was Destiny.
Not.
Maybe you can call him Destin the Donkey. You know, Destin the Donkey. I think it's genius. Anyways, thanks,
Double
guys.
D.
Love your show.
Double Bye. D, that's funny.
I do like Double D.
Double D's not bad.
Yeah. Did you come up with a name?
I haven't yet, and he gets here.
When?
In 10 days.
Oh, you still got some time then.
I got a little time, yeah.
All right. I did like that. If you guys want to call in and tell us your favorite thing or just make any observations that we play on the show, 858-630-1856 is the number. Again, 858-630-1856.
You know, if you guys could call in and bring some shit to the table, since I don't, that would be great.
By the way, we're currently taking applications for a new co-host of YFT. If you're interested and living in the contiguous United States, please feel free. Call in.
I feel like that's not even really a requirement.
I don't think so either, actually. You can be wherever the fuck you want to be.
Wherever, yeah.
Yeah. It's a state of mind, baby. YFT is just a state of mind.
True.
Do you have some Muzaks you want to go out on?
Let me see.
Like, not even that you could have, like, looked into before the show, you know?
I don't like to look before. I like to just be, like, you know, on the cusp for the moment.
No, but see, the thing is, it's your favorite thing, not the thing that you might think would be your favorite thing.
I listen to a lot of new music, okay? Let's just see what I got here.
You want to listen to some Soundtribe Sector 9?
We can. You're not into it.
Do you know Sierra Ferrell?
I don't.
I'm digging on this chick. This is a song called American Dreaming that I think you guys would dig on.
Drowning in this wine, calling you again. I've been American dreaming. Oh, 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 I'm American dreaming. Oh, 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 I'm American dreaming. Oh, oh, but I never see.
America Dreamin'.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah, she's good, right?
Great voice.
Yeah. You got anything?
Kaleo finally put out a new song.
Kaleo,
whatever. Where the hell have they been?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, it's been a while, right?
Yeah. Lonely Cowboy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
So I don't want to ride alone down this dark and lonesome road. Even cowboys can get lonely from time to time. Even cowboys do get lonesome sometimes.
Yeah. I'm a lonely cowboy.
No, you're not.
No?
No, you're doing just fine.
Okay. I think we need to go.
You're the literal opposite. You're married and you live in Studio City.
Yeah. Maybe. I want to be a lonely cowboy.
Do you?
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
I don't think so.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. All right. Let's go out on some Reba McEntire fancy.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. What you got coming up?
I will be in Fort Lauderdale Friday night.
Yeehaw.
For a little gig at some place called the Rock Bar.
Cool, cool, cool.
Apparently it's Tortuga Festival weekend,
nice.
So it should be pretty litty.
That is Spanish for turtle.
Okay. And then on Saturday night, I'll be in Austin, Texas.
Okay.
Doing a little gig at a spot called Superstition.
Ooh.
Also a country night. There's a group there local to Austin called Disco Cowboy that I'm playing with. So that should be fun.
I know that band. How do I know that band?
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Okay.
They're hipster, you know?
Yeah.
Like you.
Yeah. They're cool.
And then I'm going to the CMT Awards.
Oh, cool. They still do that?
Yeah, they do it in Austin now. It's so weird.
Ugh.
But I'm kind of down.
Yeah, whatever.
I like Austin.
Yeah, I do too.
So that's what I'm doing.
All right.
What are you doing? That's the question.
I'm going to be in Dallas, Texas on April 19th at Los Colinas Country Club. April 19th through the 21st. Going to be playing golf with professional golfers, and you can come and hang out with us. Ben will be there and a bunch of other celebrities. It's a lot of fun. And yeah, whatever.
You mean you're going to skip Coachella?
I'm going to skip the chow.
Okay.
Ah.
Fine.
But whatever. All right. Well, happy 300th episode.
Happy 300th, baby.
We did it.
Can't believe it.
We made it. Well, we couldn't have done it
without... this song.
I know. So couldn't have done it without you YFTers out there.
True.
So we love you.
Love you guys.
All right. That was the last time I saw my mom and I left that rickety shack. The welfare people what came and took the baby mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn and for me there was no way out. Wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama was been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday though I don't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head down and out of shame. You know I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy wasn't my name. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Fucking song is rocks, dude.
Rips, yeah.
Fucking Rio McIntyre. All right, see you guys later.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.